Welcome to the National Gallery of Art Music Programs, offering a deeper understanding of the art of music. The National Gallery of Art presented Inscape Chamber Orchestra on Sunday, April 22, 2018, in the West Building, West Garden Court. Inscape Chamber Orchestra was founded in 2004 by its artistic director, Richard Sherbo. With its flexible roster and unique brand of programming, this critically acclaimed Grammy-nominated group is full of energy and top-notch musicians. Inscape Chamber Orchestra has established itself as one of the premier performing ensembles in the Washington, D.C. region and beyond. The first work performed on this concert podcast is All the Folded Wings by Dale Trumbore. Commissioned by the University of Maryland for the 2016 Next Now Fest, it was premiered by Inscape Chamber Orchestra. Trumbore is a young American composer, originally from New Jersey and now residing in Los Angeles. A recent graduate of the University of Southern California with a major in music composition, she's increasingly in demand as a composer, completing recent commissions for the American Contemporary Music Ensemble, the Los Angeles Master Chorale, and Vocal Essence. Trumbore began composing during her artist residency in Taos, New Mexico. She states she was struck by the noisy abundance of magpies outside my window. Their noise worked its way into her composition, with the title of the piece coming from the final lines of a poem by Barbara Crooker titled All Souls' Day. Cold air settles like a blanket. The sky tucks itself in. Everywhere, the silence of all the folded wings.
Thank you.
Next up on the podcast is Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. However, with a fresh twist, in addition to the music composed by Saint-Saëns, the music department commissioned new verses written by poet Mark Bamuthi Joseph, who's a curator of words, ideas, and protagonists. Bamuthi's work aims to investigate social issues and cultural identity, while also reflecting his belief that empathy is the most valuable currency in building community. A 2017 TED Global Fellow, Bamuthi has also appeared on the cover of Smithsonian Magazine as one of America's top young innovators in the arts and sciences. Bamuthi's verses create a new contemporary version of Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, showing us how, more than 130 years later, the work remains relevant for audiences of all ages. Before the piece begins, Bamuthi, who is also the narrator of his verses on this program, offers brief commentary.
Hey, hi. Good afternoon. Hi. Awesome, just want to make sure that you're there. My name is Mark Bamuthi Joseph. I'm originally from Queens, New York. I'm a first-generation American born of Haitian immigrants. I have the really distinct pleasure of serving as maybe not your narrator, but your verbal accompaniment this evening for Inscape's second presentation. You are about to bear witness to Carnival of the Animals, a piece that was written more than 130 years ago. In the last century or so, there's been a tradition of a narrator or a poet kind of presenting a verse-based litany that kind of describes the various members of the animal kingdom. I'm a father of two. As a matter of fact, I'm a father of two teenagers. God help me. And part of what that means is I have a different take on the animals that roam amongst us, particularly here in the District of Columbia. So please oblige me as Danielle and the National Gallery of Art have enabled me this afternoon to consider the animals that roam among us in a slightly more contemporary and charged way. See you soon. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder. Concrete jungle, culture vultures in the rat race, squirrels trying to get a nut,
of mice and men, pussycat dolls, dog eat dog, high on the hog, living just enough. Falcons of the new millennium, fish out of water, card sharks, whales, Black Panthers, anthems. Political ransom bring you to your knees, crouching tigers, hidden dragons, martial law in these streets, ghetto birds. Animal Farm. The cock crows twice, full-throated cry, unarmed, white horse in a tapped vein, trapped, a little wing, feathered like the gravel in Hendrickson, concrete jungle pitched fine as the boar's hair in a violin bow, pitched tight like African drum skin. It's wild, yo. Cats is out here in full butterfly floats. Killer bees on a swarm. It's a jungle out here. The pace is feverish. The snakes are mating with the cheetahs, making hybrid chameleons slithering lower than cheaters. But they keep disappearing in the weeds, and you cannot track their position because their spots keep on switching faster than the speed of inaction, or maybe slower than the fraction of the faction of the sheep who lead boldly in their dreams and then wake up and act sleep. Incidentally, the jungle is no place for sheep. Wild kingdom built on the backs of beasts of burden. In the jungle, the vulture feasts on everything but the burden. Refined culture sweet like cotton or sugar. Refined culture dark like Lions of Judah. Monkey business, trade in stock. James Bird, drag race, buck thoroughbred. Strong as an ox, thoroughly bred. Crazy, whiskey, tango, fox. I mean, let's address the elephant in the room. The invasive species that miraculously stands without a spine, a towering presence like Babel upon which rests a bald spot holding a bird's nest. Concrete jungle, Agent Orange. Come on, dog, you might go ape ship too. Ape ship, a boat full of primates, a carnival of animals, an ark. A flint spark to water wade above a gulf flood. Make a covenant with dragonflies dark like the Haitian sky. Make a covenant like lovebirds, like the sparrow and the focus of the all-seeing eye. It is romantic. The landscape of the urban savanna, the pace of adaptation, the movement with facility from west to east, from black beasts to fatherless thieves, to fathers of Nile Knight, Kushite prophecies, possibly be more honestly me, the more as a monument to food chain democracy evolving. Hold your horses, tiger, we're not out the woods yet. In the jungle, a change is gonna come, but the caged bird ain't sung yet. Oh, beautiful, oh, spacious sky, ecosystem of music and measure and animal instinct, sirens like bird calls beckoning change to come, hummingbird beating wing perfect and labored and effortless quick.
Thank you.
Imagine the menagerie of the animal and fictitious, the unicorns and dragons and Pegasus and griffins, minotaurs, hellhounds, chimeras, sphinxes, and krakens, Sasquatch, yetis, basilisks, and feathered serpents, hydras, hippogriffs, and hypocrites. You never heard the myth of the hypocrite? Part pachyderm, part donkey, has the face of a turtle, and talons it uses to tunnel and claw. Tongue thick like a rope you'd hang yourself with in a jail cell in Texas. A tongue thick enough to trip itself with. Hypocriters are blinder than justice. Known for its earmarks, its shark teeth, and its thoughts and prayers. Amazingly, it acts like a duck and quacks like a duck, but thinks like a groundhog looking over its shoulder. The hypocrite is most fearless when it's shrouded in shadow, its skin wrinkled from overexposure, its hands withered from underused labor, its surface cleaner than a snowflake. Underneath its peacock feathers is a kind of slud slime second skin. The hypocrite is underneath the surface a pretty dirty animal. It is a mythical creature of the mountaintop, born with a camel hump to hold its own water. Legend is it used to be a valley dweller. It looked up and thought it would be better if it could perch itself a little higher above the common ground. So it started to kick rocks, built a castle made of pebbles, and climbed to the top. But on its way above it all, physics called and pebble castles dropped. The folklore say the hypocrite evolved. Less phoenix from the flame, more ostrich in the sand. The hypocrite closes its eyes and believes itself to be higher than what is actually true and has the power to emanate sound that makes everyone else believe that it lives on a higher plane too, when really it's right here, looking like me, or you, or Ted Cruz, or somebody like that. Hypocrites are magical hound dogs, howling wolf tickets at typical cats. In the menagerie, they fall in line between the chupacabra and the Mongolian deathworm. Definitely not the kind of animal you'd want to see at night, and absolutely the kind of myth that we're lucky that we don't have in real life. In the kingdom, a longing for the warmth of other suns. Distances traveled to survive, migrations to preserve the species, animal self-love. Caribou and bats, hummingbirds and humpbacks, migrating salmon and sometimes migrating men. Animals move, like the monarch. It is a butterfly effect. The root cause of great migrations is self-interest. The greatest generations haven't been born yet. The butterfly moves up from south, orange like marigolds, black like the bottom of the skillet in a poor man's house, a shapeshifter since the chrysalis. Caterpillar grounded, insect vulnerable, more metamorphosis than Sisyphus. Like the penguin, or the elk, or the gray whale, the monarch is hardwired to move to a different locale to mate. Feel me? Copulate in one place, birth in another. Listen to the earth. She'll tell you where is what. Listen to the traditions of your bloodline. In your divine brain is blood memory of the survival spots, the resting grounds, the salt where your forebears retired to earth. As you flutter by, the feeling will butterfly kiss the sky beneath you. You'll be moved. You will dream like a king, O great monarch. You will cross borders. The line that marks where the buffalo stop, the outer limits of the pelican's perch, a city of manatees with a wall of ocean between it and a nation of hammerheads. Animals move. The oriole, zebra, wildebeest, snow goose, and humans too. My grandmother was a monarch. In my dream, she is a traveling mercy. Her monarch was a dictator. Our family couldn't survive his coldness. This is butterfly boldness. You're born in the southern warmth, but reborn within resources only available in the north. And when you get to either place, you literally are not who you were. Seven generations of transmuted instinct. The butterfly migrates not for itself, but its selves. It dreams of prophecy and self-fulfillment, same as nightingales and ladybugs and sea turtles and great white sharks. Move north, go west, up from south, keep it moving. To fly, not to fly, settle among the trees, shapeshift, unfold, birth new monarchs, sunrise orange, black as night, marigold, keep it moving. Butterflies, like Arctic terns, like frogs, like elephants, like humans. We keep it moving, you know we keep it moving. We keep it moving, you know we keep it moving.
I hope you'll join us on a Sunday afternoon, fall through spring, as we continue our free concerts at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. For more information, please visit nga.gov/music.